getting a lot of static all of a sudden, Rick. Do you hear it on your end at all when I'm coming back at you?
No, your sound is pretty good. I switched antenna once. I did have some static. I don't know if that's us or the repeater. There's been some issues with the repeater, I think, lately, and I'm not exactly sure what, but I'm experimenting with antennas. I didn't put it up. A friend of mine did come and put it up for me because I'm not allowed on roofs anymore. Since that last fall and my broken back, I can't do a whole heck of a lot, but become stuck to 430 megahertz 70 centimeter antenna for me on top of my cross 2 meter vertical horizontal 10 element each way, and that's proven to be quite a bit. I've been playing with that. It was fine. SWR was almost flat on both horizontal and vertical, and then I put the 430 or 70 megahertz, whichever you prefer, above it on the same mask, and that's proving that it raised my SWR to a 1.41, and that also raised the SWR on the 430, but it's working fine. I can handle anything below a 3-to-1, so, and I can match the antenna with it, but it seems to be working. So I'm, depending on which way I've got this thing turned, it does make a big difference on the SWR, and since I'm capable of about 900 watts, it's kind of a zinger because I got to watch what I do. I forget to flip the switch and shut the amp off or just shut it off, period, because one of the antennas is only rated for 3 minutes. The coil and everything that's inside of it right now, so I got to kind of remember more than I'm used to remembering. But it works. It works fine, other than a little higher SWR, so I got to figure if I move it further up, or if a friend of mine can move it further up for me, if that will bring the SWR down, or if I can change, it's on horizontal, my 430 right now, if I put it so it's maybe vertical and see what that does to it. I don't know. Life is so much fun when you're experimenting with all this good stuff, right?